But go to Ephesians 3. I want to look at this prayer again. Chapter 1, he did pray, though. He said that you may know, listen to this, the exceeding greatness of his dunamis power to usward. That word usward is unto us or into us who believe. He wanted us to know the exceeding greatness of his dunamis power. Amen? So God has really brought us to a convergence point, or he has with me in this ministry, to realize that to move forward, we have to birth into this. I was in a position like this before I actually went into ministry. And it had to do with the spirit of poverty and everything, and that just nothing would ever change. You ever get that place where no matter what you do, you know, I was praying 8 hours a day back then in tongues, sometimes 12, but nothing was changing. But when I began to stand on his word, and I began this 11th month, I didn't know it was going to take 11 months. I would never have made it. But I took this stand, and back then I didn't know anything like we know today. I didn't know anything about the inner sanctuary priesthood. I didn't do any of this in the right hand of God. It was strictly outward confession without any type of union. Like I was so war-torn, I couldn't get in union if I wanted to. So all I did is just confess the word all day. But God honored that, you know, because he'll honor faith. Amen. His faith is what God honors. And he wants us to birth in to this dunamis creative power. And he doesn't want just a cupful. He wants us to birth into the capacity to receive it. And one of the things he told me, he says, when true dunamis creative power begins to work, it creates a major demand automatically, because that anointing, the needs of humanity will make a demand on that anointing. And so that kind of anointing, you have to be able to go back and refill, and you have to have the kind of faith that it takes to do that. If you don't develop that kind of faith, then ultimately we end up like almost every type of ministry like this we've ever seen before, is that you birth into something, the demand of humanity takes hold, and it ends up serving the machine. And the first thing usually to go is the union with God. And after a while, that anointing doesn't work the way it used to, because you don't have the fuel. And so developing the kind of faith through union to open this veil is going to be well worth it. Because dunamis will get into every area of our life. It'll get into family. It'll get into ministry. It'll get into your finances. It was dunamis that caused the fish of the sea to multiply. That living dunamis creative provision, creative virtue, creative power, creative life. It gives us all things that pertain to life. According to his divine dunamis power, giveth unto us all things pertain to life and godliness. And so what he has me doing, perfectly us doing, amen, is to begin developing a kind of faith that can apprehend, receive, lay hold of, and open a veil of dunamis coming from the right hand of God, where Christ sitteth, authorized by the Father. He authorized, but then you have to come back and get more, amen? Because dunamis is not something you just get a one-time shot at, amen? Dunamis has to be received on a consistent and constant basis. But so little dunamis is in the church today, you can see that, because if there was more dunamis, you would see a whole lot more power. The funny thing is that the one thing that's hardly ever preached or accessed is the one thing everybody wants. Everybody wants to see this up-and-coming last day revival. All the prophets see it. All the apostles see it. Everyone's prophesying. You go to any city in the United States and they'll all say the same thing. God has prophesied the revival is going to start here. The last day revival. And I'm like, he prophesies that everywhere. When I used to travel, they'd all say that. You know, God has prophesied it's going to start in our city. I'm like, gee, I heard it was going to start in our city. revival, God sends his mind out to any city that'll listen to him. This is what I want to do. Amen. It's a matter of who starts it. This is what I want to do. But the reality is God has already done this. He's already, we have to believe, he that cometh to God must first believe that he is. That he is what? That he is everything he says he is. He's done everything he said he's done. And we have to believe it is finished. Amen. If we don't, we're asking God to do something he's already done. It's already accomplished. That's why he said, pray this way, that will be done on the earth as it's already been done. D-O-N-E. Done. Say done. In heaven. And so the key is accessing what's been done in heaven here. Amen. There's only one way you're going to be able to do that. It's one word. It's faith. There's no other way to bring what's in heaven. Now, I would say faith with revelation. Say with lots and lots of revelation. Amen. Even when you get lots and lots of revelation, it still boils down to faith. Amen. But you have to know, just according to his prayers in chapter 1, he pray the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we grant as a spirit of wisdom and revelation, the eyes of our heart would be flooded light with light, that we would know the hope of his calling and what is the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. You have to understand what he's laid up for us. You've got to know the riches and glory. That's where it comes, revelation. You've got to know that this is laid up. You have to know that the spiritual blessings have been laid up. You have to know the seven inheritances are in the right hand of God. You have to know that Christ sitteth at the right hand of power. You have to know that all authority, exousia authority, belongs to him. All of this is laid up. You have to know all the things he's laid up. Everything in this constitution that we pray for has already been laid up in the right hand of God. It is already God's will that it be done here on the earth. Amen. Let's go to Ephesians 3 for a minute. I want you to understand, I'm going to start talking now about faith, what faith is. What faith is to a lot of people is when you get into a bind, you start exercising faith. Faith, actually true faith, and you do exercise faith in a bind and when you're in a warfare, but true faith that draws from heaven is accomplished and exercised a long time before any battle shows up. Amen. It's like a muscle. You have to work it out. You have to, he said, what must we do to work the works of God? Exercising faith is not works. It is a kingdom mandate. Amen. In fact, it's the only thing authorized as a kingdom mandate. Believe me, I've been exercised in what I can do and what I can't do for many, many, many years. And I realize what I can't do, what's not authorized under works, and what is authorized under the kingdom. He said, what must we do to work the works of God? And Jesus said, this is the work of God, that you believe. Learn how to believe. You'll need my Holy Spirit to teach you how to do that. Amen. Because the one who ultimately authorizes anything for your life in the form of graduation, in form of earth-shattering, city-shaking, mighty realms of glory, which you virtually are unseen in America these days yet, say yet, the Father's the only one that authorizes that. It's already been done in Jesus. The Holy Spirit is authorized to bring an operation to us according to our gifts. I heard a lady, she's a profound teacher, I can't remember her name, but she was saying the other day, she goes, we don't need any more gifts, we need the anointed ones to walk in the earth. I'm like, come on. She goes, we have enough gifts operating in the body of Christ. She said it, she goes, the gifts are not going to get it done. She said, we need anointed ones in the earth. And I'm like, yes. One of the things the Lord's saying, he goes, look, I could have dropped this on you, but I want you to develop the kind of faith that takes to receive it, because Acts 4 came after Acts chapter 2. If Acts chapter 2 was enough, he would never have to come and shake the room again in Acts 4. Holy Ghost refell. Praise God. So Acts 4, they were prayed and the Holy Spirit fell and he shook the whole room and he filled the house. He was refilling them with dunamis. Acts 5, that dunamis broke out of Peter's life in the form of the glory that broke out, and they brought him in beds and couches. See the dunamis? It goes with the word you're carrying and the exousia authority you're carrying. Praise God. Ephesians 3, verse 14. Really, I think that half of verse 17 should have been in verse 16. It's the way the Holy Spirit read it to me this morning. He said, read it like this. Verse 16, he said, he would grant you. See, praying to the Father for a grant. Praying for the Father. See, the Holy Ghost has already been poured out. The Ephesus church has already been baptized in the Holy Ghost. They know more than most churches out here. The Ephesus church was a powerful church. But he's praying. Paul is praying and sending these prayers to them. You're going to need this to get to the next level. You're going to need to know in chapter 1 the exceeding greatness of his dunamis, creative power. You're going to need to know the riches of his glory that he's inherited for you. And now he's saying that he grant you. You should live with this prayer day and night in a form of meditation. That's what I'm doing, living with it day and night. I just lock on to this prayer. I have a lot to say about faith, and I'm not going to be able to say today, but I'm going to just get this point in, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, which you prayed for in chapter 1, by the way, that he wanted you to know by the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that your eyes would be flooded with light, you'd understand what is the riches of his glory, of his inheritance. Now he's saying, according to those riches in glory, he wants you to know, in particularly, those riches in glory he's speaking of is the dunamis that's been laid up there. He calls riches in glory. He calls the riches in glory dunamis. What's that mean? My God shall supply all your need according to what? His riches in glory. My God will supply all his need according to his creative dunamis provision. That's laid up for you. According to the riches of his glory, to be... They really did no justice whatsoever on this verse. That word strength is actually empowered. To empowered with... That word might is dunamis. With all, I like to say it, did you be strengthened, endowed, endued, overshadowed, infused, empowered. That's more justice. Amen? With all creative dunamis power, dunamis virtue, dunamis life, dunamis provision. Amen? And knowing, understanding, like we did Sunday, we taught on all the facets of dunamis power. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Understand what all is involved with that dunamis when it starts working in you. It says, with dunamis, by his Holy Spirit into the inner man. The Holy Spirit's agency of transference. First place dunamis is going to go is not into your circumstance. The first place dunamis is going to go is not to the person in the wheelchair. The first place dunamis goes is not to the blind eyes. Dunamis doesn't go from heaven to the blind eyes. Dunamis goes from heaven to the carrier of dunamis. How do we know that? The Lord prayed all night in the mountain. He came back down and said, virtue flowed out of him, and he healed them all. And the remember the woman with issue of blood, who touched me? Somebody touched me. I perceive what? Virtue has flown out, has flown. Virtue has flowed out of me. I perceive virtue, it came out of him, see. So he was carrying the dunamis that he received directly from the Father. Holy Spirit, you must understand this part. This is a part that, this is a Bible school within a Bible school right here. Holy Spirit will manifest what's on you and in you. Do you understand that? Holy Spirit is authorized to manifest. You're carrying dunamis. He will manifest that dunamis. He'll pull it out of you. Fill the water pot with water. Draw it out. It'll turn from water to wine. It'll turn from dunamis to actually creative miracle if you're filled with it. He will fill. He'll take what the Father gives you. Now, he's authorized in a certain level to operate with you in your gift. But like that lady said, we need the anointed ones. Amen? Sons of fresh oil. We need to be full. So he says, by his Spirit into the inner man. It must make its way there first. Even the end of that verse, my God shall do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think according to the dunamis. It works in us. That's our key. That's our objective. That's our vision right now. This is where we are. We want to bring dunamis, receive dunamis into this lampstand. Amen. Into this word that we carry corporately at this church. We want to receive the dunamis. Now, here's what he said. I said all that in review. I'm still reviewing. Amen. Everyone say amen. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell. That word dwell means habitation. See, when you read it by faith, that Christ might dwell where? in your heart, exact place where dunamis flowed into, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. That should have actually been part of verse 16. That's the way the Holy Spirit told me to read it. He says that Christ, you be strengthened with all dunamis, creative power, by His Spirit in a man, that Christ may dwell. It's not just Christ. It's Christ the Anointed. You look that word up, that word Christ the Anointed. Say the Anointed. What happened to Jesus at age 30? Holy Ghost descended upon Him. Dunamis came upon Him. His ministry started. He wants to activate Christ in us by dunamis. He wants to activate the Word of God in us through dunamis. He wants to commission what's in us by way of dunamis. Amen? That dunamis anoints Christ in us. Now, all of this is done. This whole process is done by revelation knowledge first. But the key to it is faith. By faith. Say faith. 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 Say faith. Faith and more faith. Now, faith draws upon what you actually believe God for. You can use faith in so many areas. Amen? But we're utilizing faith to receive right now. And it takes time. I think it was easier going up the mountain than getting what's in the mountain down here. I mean, we've been going up the mountain, you know, going consecutively up. But getting that transfer, wow, the enemy he's just constantly after that. He's constantly trying to breach that union, distract everything. And so this is what I want to talk to you for a couple of minutes about this process of faith. Faith is something we must learn to do, utilize, exercise daily. Say daily. Now, what happens is you get really excited, like me, God will give me a word. You get real excited and you go and act like you mask in faith, nothing wavering, without letting go. There's certain things in the world you let go of, but your request with God cannot be let go of. You have to keep it. Now, the enemy's going to challenge it. Trust me, he's going to challenge it. He's going to challenge your position in receiving from God. And when it doesn't happen in the manner in which we think it should happen, the enemy's going to try to flood you with all manner. And if you're not skilled in this, he'll just move you off your request and move you on something else, usually into something of his system. I'm not talking about sin. He'll replace it with something you can do. Amen? The enemy is constantly trying to replace what God can do with what you can do. Huge. That is how the enemy works. And when he does it, he makes it look like God. But it has more to do with us and our own abilities than God. Faith has to receive the realm of the invisible. That's not easy to do. It's easier to preach. It's not as easy to do. You have to look at faith. It's like, I'm going to take this stand of faith here. I'm going to stand here and I'm going to receive. And what I do, instead of getting discouraged, I just kind of look at it like working out. Every day I go work out. Like Carson, every day he's been working out. All of a sudden the boy's starting to get some muscle on him, you know. So he's working it out. You work it, you work it. So you have to look at faith is, even though you're asking, you're receiving, and you say nothing's happening, and the enemy will try to come in and say something's wrong with you, it's you, and he gets you to go try to perfect something over here. That is not how faith works. God, he says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth not. Abradeth means he does not find fault with you when you're in faith with him. God is not looking at your faults and say, oh, you fix this, I'll do this. He doesn't do that. That's not what faith's about. But faith, the Father's definition of faith is different than ours. We think if we understand something, know something, that's faith. Faith is only authorized by the Father. The Father's the only one that will authorize your faith, put it that way. He's the one that says, yes, do it. I remember when I was doing that stand, the 11 months I was confessing the word. There were days that I really was able to overcome these extreme circumstances around my life and to stand on His Word. And what happened, it just grew to a level I believed it more than the circumstance. And it just came as a suddenly one day. And it changed my life forever because it actually launched me in the ministry. God broke the spirit of poverty. He, about a year and a half later, 2 years, he launched me in the ministry, but he quadrupled my income in 7 days with the same job. The thing is about faith is you have to stay with it. So if you're going to lock in to receiving this, and this is where I'm at, I'm locked in. Amen? You're gonna, what you do is you, when faith, when you want to receive something from God, you have to lock into it. You have to understand what you're asking for. You have to understand the breadth, length, height, and depth of it, and you have to lock into the request. Once you lock in, you have to keep that word. Now, I don't do it the way I used to. I confess, I take it up to the Father, and I do all this before Him, almost in a whisper. It doesn't matter how loud your vocal cords are, it's your faith, but it's more effective with Him because you don't have to deal with any of the circumstance. But you have to lock into the request, what we do here, and you have to stay with it. Say, stay with it. Stay with it, and you can't let go of it. How long? Until it releases. Now, understanding the training we've had, we understand how the enemy comes in and gets us off. He's going to try to move you off course. He's going to try to distract you. It's what he does. He comes immediately for that next level you're trying to break into. He's trying to move you off of it. Amen? We have to stay with it. The effectiveness is to stay with it till it breaks open. What's going to ultimately happen? Once it breaks open, you've opened up a reservoir of God in you. You've opened up a fountain. You've opened up the fountain of John 4. You've opened up the rivers. Out of your innermost being will flow rivers of dunamis. It's really dunamis creative power. You open up the supply line of heaven. Now you're a free-flowing open heaven. And instead of God giving you one bowl or one water pot or one cup of dunamis, you know how to receive the eternal supply. Your faith opened the eternal supply. Does that make sense? You can go back. The next time you go back, you don't have to do all that again. It's kind of like when you learn to enter in the kingdom. Once you learn a certain position in the kingdom, you can go back and do it almost at will. Amen? As long as you're exercised in it. That's what God wants. That's what God wants. He wants us the capacity to be free-flowing carriers of dunamis. That is revival. Very few people do it. Very few people understand it. They're trying to milk the Holy Spirit to do it. But He can only bring... The Father has to authorize this. That's what people understand. Amen? That's what we're doing here. Dunamis, dunamis, and more dunamis. I think our first book is going to be on dunamis. Everybody said, you should write a book. I said, I want the fruit of these things before I write a book on it. All this training has brought us to this convergence that we're in right now. And I realize what I've come to, and I've said this before, I came to this place, I cannot go to the next level without dunamis. So to me, there's no choice in the matter. Yes, I can do ministry, and people... Well, you're in the ministry, and I'm not. And I'm like, I just love to be. No, it doesn't work like that. It's like, I just wish I was just in the ministry. I'm like, you always want the next level. It's not like, I can't live where I'm at right now. Do you understand that? I can't live with just keep doing. There's no other place for us to go. Can't turn back to Egypt. Can't turn to the right. I've already tried turning to the right. I tried the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That didn't do it. I tried this. I tried that. Anybody real close to me knows that I tried. And it doesn't work for us because God's not going to let this mantle birth by what we can do. It's going to birth what He can do. Amen? And that's why it has to be birthed by faith. And he that cometh to God must first believe that He is. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. For without faith is impossible. He said, without faith it's impossible. That's a pretty strong word, to please Him. Well, I don't please God. It's impossible to please Him without faith. Now, He loves you regardless, right? But that doesn't mean, but the Father, we need dunamis in this house. We need a lot of dunamis. Dunamis is going to make the change of the city. Dunamis will change the course of this house forever. We already have His word. He spent a long time downloading this word on the website. People come and say, well, give me a shortcut. You know, and I'm like, there are no shortcuts. I'm like, we give it to you free. How about that? just give me like two or three messages. I said, there's no way you'll get what we're about in two or three messages. If you want to know what we're about, it's on the website. Go listen. Amen? Because if you can't shortcut this. Look at the receiving of dunamis like going to college. You're investing in your future by the knowledge and the skills they're going to give you. You're investing in your future. You know you're spending 4 years. I don't think it's going to take 4 years. It doesn't matter how long it takes. We're investing in faith for a day that we open what's already available to us. The good thing about dunamis, and I need to hush here. Well, we'll go to prayer. Praise God. I need to shift. Is a better word. I saw that. We need to shift. We need to shift. Praise God. Here's the thing. We have revelation that tells us that Jesus inherited it. Paul specifically prayed that your eyes would be open to the revelation that Jesus inherited this. All right? We know where he inherited it. We know how to get there. We know how to pray to the Father. Amen? We know where to pray to the Father at. Amen? All these things he's taught us, which is amazing. All right? And we also know dunamis is an inheritance that Christ received. It's the first of the seven inheritances. Amen? Revelation 5. We know it's an inheritance. We know it's part of the riches in glory. We know he wants us to have it. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So all these things before you begin the journey has already been settled. If he asks anything in accord with his will, we know he hears us. If we know he hears us, we will receive it. So if we will receive it, here's the word that I hold. The ultimate word that I hold was the one the Lord gave me in John 16. Most assuredly, he said very verily, but it actually in the Greek says most assuredly, whatsoever you ask of the Father that is in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto you've asked nothing in my name, ask and you will receive. And I use that in Mark 11, when you stand praying, believe that you receive. Well, how do you know when you receive? You pretty much know. I mean, because the Holy Ghost, Jesus came in the power of the Spirit. It was on him, in him, it was present. It was in him, he was full of it. I mean, dunamis is tangible. Dunamis is not this invisible thing, whether you're, well, I think I've got it. You'll already have it before you walk into a circumstance that needs it. The power of the Lord was present to heal the paraplegic before he even dropped into the room. It was on the Lord. It was on him when he was going to raise Jairus' daughter from the dead. And the woman pulled some of it out on his way over there. It was on him when he healed them all. Virtue flowed out of him. He knew how to get the dunamis from the Father. He knew how to receive it. Amen. And when he prayed, you go out sometimes he prayed. When he had a revival at Peter's house in Capernaum, he got up that morning, went to prayer early in the morning. He said, Master, all men seek thee. He was refilling. Amen. Because when he refilled, he went out to the seashore and he launched out into the boat and he took him out for the catch. Can't do this kind of kingdom without dunamis. Amen. What the enemy wants to do is offset us. Say, well, you don't need that. Do it this way. Because the enemy always try to get us to do something good. Say good. But what happens? Church looks good. To a lot of people, you can go in a lot of churches today and like, this looks good. This is king. In fact, all the sons that come up, they model it. Chuck and I know a pastor that, you know, he's just caught up in this whole big thing about buildings and people. And he's trying to mirror what all these people do, these mega churches, and he lives with almost this orphan spirit that he's insecure about everything he does because he's never obtained this, and he keeps trying, and he can't obtain. But he's trying to live for a design, and he thinks this is what kingdom is. Amen? We don't have a prototype of what the kingdom really looks like. Not in this city. Nowhere. We have the largest churches in the world in the city, and they're glorious. But we don't have a true prototype of what the kingdom really looks like. Well, you could go and say, this is what the kingdom is. Blind eyes. He tells, go tell John what you see and hear. You'll know the kingdom is manifested. We don't have that prototype. So all the sons and daughters that get born again, they're getting born again under a prototype that's not fullness of kingdom, but they think it's kingdom. So everyone's trying to follow into the footsteps of, you know, the big mega stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that other than it's not the fullness of kingdom. And it's hard to shift and go find the kingdom and go take a journey to find the kingdom like we did, because not everybody wants to take the journey. Amen? Multitudes are not going to take the journey with you. Multitudes are going to come for the fruit of it. You just got to know that. Multitudes came for the ministry of miracles and healings. They didn't even understand the Lord. The apostles didn't understand him half the time. He was dispensing meat that was so far above them, but they weren't there for his meat. They were there for the goods, the miracles, signs, wonders. That's the way it is. But that was a demonstration. He was from above. Amen. The shit, that's what the, I know I'm teaching long, but this is good now. Listen, that's what the enemy's fighting. He's fighting the prototype. He doesn't want that prototype reestablished. Because right now, go try to find it. I challenge you to find that prototype. I'm not talking about going and seeing someone ministering some gifts here and there. I'm talking about find a true prototype of the kingdom of God. Blind eyes on a daily basis. Deaf ears being unstopped. Paraplegics. Bringing them from beds and couches. Find that level of kingdom. The one he said, go tell them the kingdom's hand. Raise the dead, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, freely give. Go tell them the kingdom of heaven is at hand. They came back and said, oh my God, it works. Tell them the kingdom has come unto you. And if they reject it, shake the dust off your foot and said, the kingdom came to you and you rejected it. That's why God will not judge any city until they have a full testimony of the kingdom. Amen. Lost people need to see the kingdom. Amen.